An administrative judge today has recommended firing the New York City police officer accused of using a chokehold in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, whose dying pleas of "I can't breathe" became a rallying cry against police brutality. The final decision on whether to fire Officer Daniel Pantaleo will be made by the city's police commissioner, James O'Neill, later this month. The department suspended Pantaleo from duty shortly after the judge's decision became public. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said the judge's report brought her some relief, but was overdue and fell short of true accountability. Carr says it's time for Mayor Bill de Blasio. It's past time for Mayor Bill de Blasio and the NYPD to end their obstruction, stop spreading misleading talking points, and finally take action for my son. De Blasio responded that the five-year delay was the fault of the United States Department of Justice.
Justice Department has to ensure speedy justice. It's right there in the Constitution. There can't be a process that goes on 5 years ever again.
Yeah. Can you speak to the Garner family and what has been their response?
I'm not going to go into private conversations today. As I said, it's a legal matter.
Mayor, you said that today there's just finally been a step towards justice and accountability. Does that mean that you believe that the ruling was made today was just?
Yeah, I believe the process was fair and impartial. And it's the first time we've seen a decision. I want to remind everyone, over 5 years, District Attorney did not bring an indictment, therefore there was no trial. Justice Department did not bring an indictment, therefore there was no trial. For the first time, there was a trial, a fair and impartial trial, and a result. Remember that point about justice delayed is justice denied, that at least there was a trial and a result, and I have faith that it was a fair and impartial process.
Eric Garner's youngest daughter, Emerald Snipes Garner, demanded that O'Neill finally take action.
Commissioner O'Neill, fire Pantaleo. That's all we're asking. We're asking for the congressional hearings. We're going to keep fighting for the Eric Garner law, but 5 years is too long. Commissioner O'Neill, do your job. I think I'm feeling the same way my entire family is feeling, which is it's been too long. We've been waiting for 5 years for someone to say that he did something wrong, and they finally made that decision today. So we don't want to wait no more. Make your decision, Mr. O'Neill, as soon as possible.
But Police Benevolent Association President Pat Lynch expressed his own sense of outrage at the judge's recommendation. Lynch says the decision will prevent cops from what Lynch says is doing their job.
Now, this is a tragedy. And make no mistake, that family has lived with this tragedy for 5 years. Also has the police officers that have to deal with this. But the decision that was passed down today, saying that this police officer was reckless, is ludicrous. New York City police officers now will be considered reckless every time they put their hands on someone. That's what our job is. That's what you expect when you dial 911 when there's a criminal attacking you. How do we do our jobs if we can't stop and say, sir, you can't do that, and they refuse?
Lynch has been an outspoken defender of police powers and opponent of the Black Lives Matter movement, often counterclaiming, in his opinion, it's blue lives that matter. The decision to recommend firing Daniel Pantaleo came just days after a group of protesters took their demands to fire Pantaleo to the Democratic Party presidential debate in Detroit, where Mayor de Blasio, a candidate for president, had just begun his opening statement.
Stand by, Senator.
I will stand by.
Please stand by.
The group included Kirsten Foy of Arc of Justice, Tamika Mallory, an organizer of the Women's March, Linda Sarsour, hip-hop artist Lennon, and criminal justice advocate Angelo Pinto. I'm Paul DiRienzo.